Who is the most important person you have ever met? Were you excited to see them? Maybe a little nervous, wondering what you were going to say to them or how you would act in their presence? Recently, many of you probably may have seen this news article, but there was a news article about those people who are trying to meet Pope Francis, that he's drawing many crowds to him. And some people, they go out of their way to make big flags so he could see. Some firemen, they dress in their firefighter uniform. A lot of parents, they bring their children because, you know, children love the Pope. In today's gospel, we see the man named Zacchaeus, who met the most important person in the world, Jesus Christ. So who was Zacchaeus? He was a Jew by birth, and his name in Hebrew means pure one, righteous. However, he was a man who became impure. He was basically lost. Let us look closely at what happened. He was a gifted go-getter, a bright guy, but he had a basic disadvantage from childhood. He was embarrassingly short. He was the butt of all jokes, the laughingstock of others. He wasn't a real man because he didn't have stature, and because of his stature, he didn't have stature in society. Rejected, he ended up rejecting those who rejected him. He took revenge on his own countrymen. He became a traitor. He worked for the Roman Empire and was a chief tax collector. Since people would not pay him respect, they would end up paying him taxes. But allow me today to reflect with you how Zacchaeus changed in meeting the most important person this world has ever known. In the stages of the conversion today in the gospel, the first stage, Zacchaeus was seeking for happiness. He was seeking to be seen by Jesus. Zacchaeus, he must have been fed up with his career. He was not fulfilled in his job, in his title. He was not fulfilled with his wealth. Zacchaeus was tired of becoming an outcast, a loner, a nobody. And he must have thought to himself, maybe if I turn my life around, today would be a good day. Maybe this miracle man they call the Messiah from Galilee has something for me. So Zacchaeus, he left the crowd in order to find the God of humanity, the God of happiness. Zacchaeus, in his humility, he ran and he climbed the tree. Have you ever seen any state senators or governors running or climbing the trees? No. It's beyond their dignity, right? And so was Zacchaeus, a man of high importance. He didn't care what other people thought of him. He ran and he climbed the tree. It showed his humility. And in humility, we find happiness. So Zacchaeus went to great efforts to see Jesus, the only one who could bring him happiness. Secondly, he accepted the invitation of Jesus Christ. The irony of the story was that Zacchaeus goes off to find Jesus, only to find out that it was Jesus who was looking for him. Jesus was intending to pass through Jericho. He was on his way to go to Galilee, to die for you and me. But in the midst of all of his miracles, of all his traveling, he stops. He looks up. and he sees Zacchaeus hanging from the tree, Jesus looked at him with penetrating love, with the love that God the Father looks at Jesus, and Jesus looks back at God the Father in the love that becomes so real it creates the Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit pours forth out of Jesus as he looks upon Zacchaeus. And that look transforms Zacchaeus. Pope Benedict Emeritus once said, "The gaze of Jesus Christ is the essence of the Christian life. That Jesus Christ came to look upon us so that we could look upon him." So, Zacchaeus, once he was looked upon, he came down quickly to receive Jesus with joy. Now this word quickly, this verb, the Gospel of Luke uses it only one other time, and that is when the angels announced to the shepherds that their long-awaited Messiah was born to them in the stable on Christmas Day. And so they ran quickly to go find Jesus. And in this quickness of longing for the happiness that God has brought into the world, Zacchaeus found joy. So first, he is moved by happiness. Secondly, he moves quickly to find joy. And finally, we see the response of Zacchaeus in his love for Jesus and his love for humanity. Right off the bat, he gives half of his money to the poor. And then he says, "You know, if I've extorted anyone, I will repay them four times as much." Now, Jewish law required that if you had stolen any money, you were to restore it by paying the principal, all of the principal back, plus one-fifth of that principal. So, for example, if Zacchaeus had stolen $100,000, he would have had to pay back $120,000. But instead, he says he will pay back four times as much. He's willing to pay back $400,000. And what does this mean when he says the fourfold restoration? There's only one other crime in Jewish law that you had to pay back four times as much. And that was if you stole someone else's sheep. So you could imagine what Zacchaeus must have been thinking. He must have thought something like this: "Jesus, I have been a lost sheep, for I have stolen my soul by the sins that I have committed against humanity and against God the Father. But now I return it to you, Jesus, my shepherd, for I was lost, but now am found." So what can we learn from the person of Zacchaeus? First of all, our desire for happiness. Our desire for happiness cannot be found in wealth, because we know that money is just power to find something else, that power to fulfill some other desire. So we know that our happiness cannot be in wealth. It cannot be in honors, in power, in glory, for these too will fade away. Our lasting happiness cannot come in pleasure, for that Nebraska corn-fed steak that you eat, it will soon be digested in your stomach, and you will no longer have the pleasure the next day, and you will be hungry again. So we have a happiness in the things of only the next world. Our happiness lies in God alone. And if we have placed our happiness in the things of this world, we must become like Zacchaeus. We must turn around and find our happiness in things of God. And when we find this happiness of things of God, the second thing will happen to us, the joy. The joy that comes with the invitation of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came to seek and save the lost. He came to save you and me. We need to let Jesus into our homes, into our families, into our voting booths, into our hobbies, into our hearts. We need to let Jesus into the darkness corners of our life. Let him fill you with the joy of his presence. For Mother Teresa once said, "The joyful heart is the normal result of a heart burning with love." The joyful heart is the heart burning with the love of Jesus Christ. And lastly, in order to show our conversion, in order to be completely restored, we must seek the sacrament of reconciliation. Allow Jesus to heal us in the confessional. We are like Zacchaeus when we confess our sins, when we do penance, when we amend our life. This is the restitution, to restore us back to the dignity of becoming the pure ones of our baptismal promise. And finally, with restitution comes love. And the way that we love God through prayer, the way we love our families, our neighbors, the way we love those who are in the greatest of need. If the greatest person you have ever met is not Jesus Christ, then leave the crowds. Come down from the cross and let him see you. For you do not need to climb the cross to see Jesus, because Jesus climbed the cross of life to see you. Today, salvation in Jesus Christ comes to you. Today, he desires to meet you in the intimacy of your heart. May we be like Zacchaeus and receive him with joy.